Well, if you have your Bibles tonight and will, turn please to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 64. Isaiah chapter number 64. Thought about several things throughout the day today and tried to seek direction of the Lord, what He'd have us to say or do tonight. I don't feel like I have a great deal on me and probably won't keep you very long tonight. But as we were sitting there this morning during the Sunday school hour and listening, and as I've said already, many things stood out to me and have worked in my heart today, and I thank the Lord for that. The first verse that was read this morning about there in Psalm chapter 40, the psalmist said, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry." And the statement was made this morning that with God, it's always worth the wait. And so tonight, if the God will help me for a few minutes, we'll read some verses. And I won't preach on it's worth the wait. Isaiah 64, if you found your place and want to stand, we'll read the scripture together tonight. Isaiah 64 and verse number 1. Now this is a prayer of Isaiah. He said, "Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we look not for, thou camest down. The mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what He hath prepared for thee, for him that waiteth for him." Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I thought about this thing of waiting on the Lord. And in reality, as I began to read and study the Word of God and ask the Lord for help today, this verse number 4 that we read into your hearing is very familiar to us, though maybe not by Isaiah's words, but it's more familiar to us by the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And verse number 9, where Paul said, "I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has even entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love Him." And here Isaiah said, "For him that waiteth for Him." And so there is a waiting. If you love God, you'll wait for Him. If you wait for Him, it is a testimony of the fact that you do love Him and His things and His works and His way. But in reality, if we read the Word of God, and what really caught my attention and began to work in my heart is the fact that no matter what time or what place or what people that you read about or where they are, any time in the Word of God, the people of God have always been waiting for God to do something. When we think about, I thought about in Egypt's bondage, the people were waiting for God to send them a deliverer. In the Old Testament, the majority of it, after the tabernacle's given and the prophecies are given that the Messiah would come, the majority of the Old Testament is spent with the people of God waiting for the coming of the Messiah. I thought about, and it just came to my heart, and my mind began to stir in my heart. I thought about, you know, all of these that have waited for God for something. Every one of them that something came, they would always testify that it's always worth the wait with God. I thought about old Simeon there, that God promised him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. He had been awaiting and awaiting and awaiting, but on that blessed day when Mary and Joseph went into the temple with Jesus, the baby born. The Bible said old Simeon took him up in his arms and he blessed the Lord. And he said, I can die now. Now lettest thou thy servant, Lord, depart in peace. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou prepared before the face of all people. He said, not just for the Jews, but a light to lighten the Gentiles. You say, what was Simeon saying? He's saying, it's been worth the wait.
Amen. Yes.
I guarantee you, them shepherds on the hillside that day, and I know we just come through the Christmas season. I'm not preaching to be preaching because that it's around Christmas time, but it's a feeling pretty good in my heart. For 400 years they waited in darkness, and if anybody should have had the revelation, we'd have thought it'd come to the temple or come to the religious leaders, but way out yonder on a dark hillside, keeping watch over their flock by night, some outcast shepherds that nobody loved and nobody cared about. They were looked down on. But God in heaven came and he said, you've been waiting, but the waiting time's over. There's a baby born and he's born the Son of God, the Savior that'll take away the sin of the world.
Amen.
They come. Bible said they came with haste, found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger, as the angel said to them. And then the Bible said they went. After they saw it, they turned and went, and they told everybody they knew. And you say, what did they say? I think they said, it's been worth the wait. Just come see him. It's been worth the wait.
Yes, sir.
And then Jesus lived, sinless 33 and a half years or so, died a substitutionary death on the cross. He was raised on that third and appointed morning. He ascended back to the Father, applied his blood on the mercy seat. The Bible said he was seen of the brethren, seen of the apostles, seen of above 500 brethren, showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. But the Bible said there's a day that he led them as far as Bethsaida. And the Bible said while he spoke with them, he began to be lifted out of their sight. And he said, while I'm a-going, he said, you tarry at Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You say, what was he saying? He said, wait a little while and the Spirit will come. And it came on Pentecost. And that man named Peter, who just a few chapters ago had denied the Lord and cursed and swore and said, I don't know him, suddenly by the power of the Holy Ghost stands and preaches to that crowd that day and said, by wicked hands you've crucified the Lord of glory. But he said, he's alive. And God had made him king. And Peter said on that day, they said, you're drunk. He said, no, it's just the third hour of the day. But he said, this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. You say, what is he saying? He said, this is what we've been waiting for, and it's worth the wait. I believe that's what he said. Now here we are, and we're awaiting. I thought about that old song. I believe it's in the Red Book. And I think if you, I can't remember her name, but I think if you can find it in the Red Book and read, it says, by Granny so-and-so. And as she wrote that song, I've been awaiting, Lord, to go. But you know what she's saying in that song? She's saying it's been worth the wait. It's about over. She said, steps are getting slow. I've been awaiting, Lord, to go. You say, what are you doing, preacher? I'm just awaiting. Now, what I mean by that's not that I'm just biding my time, sitting idly by. That's not what that word means. But that word wait means to look for, to long for. It literally means an expectation of hope. There's hope inside me. I'm just awaiting for him to come. He promised he would, and I've been awaiting. Many before me died awaiting. I may die awaiting, but I know one thing. He's a-coming, and when he does, it'll be worth the wait. Ain't that right? I sure am glad. Now I know what Paul was talking about. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he was not talking about the home, that the Lord's prepared for us. No, there is an application there, and I believe personally that that is what Isaiah is talking about here. But Paul was talking about the coming in of the gospel, the issuing forth. For he said before this, Christ was just a mystery. The church was a mystery. The gospel was a mystery. But he said, we've been awaiting. And he said, now God had revealed it to us by His Spirit. I'm glad for the revelation of Jesus Christ that came by the Spirit of God. You say, wait a minute, preacher. We're living in 2019. Are you saying you've had a revelation? I sure did. And if you're saying you did too, the Holy Spirit revealed to you who you were and who He was. And that's why you're saved today. Paul said, eyes not seen nor ear heard. Neither even enter in. He said, you can't comprehend. You can't make it up. You can't dream it up. The reality that is Christ. But he said, but God had revealed it unto us. And there's a whole lot of people walking up and down the road and are driving by this building. And they have no idea what they're missing out on. They're wanting something and waiting for something. They don't even know what they're waiting for. But I'm going to tell you what. If they could ever get a dose of what I got, they'd say it's been worth the wait. Ain't that right? I'm glad we have hope beyond this life. I'm just awaiting. You say, what are we going to do if He don't come in 2019? Well, it's about up. Don't mean He can't still come. He's still got a few days. But if He don't come in 2019, I'll just wait for Him until 2020. And if He don't come then and I live, I'll wait for Him the next year and the next year and the next year. But I do know one thing. He is going to come. They can scoff and mock and say what they want to say. But it doesn't change the fact. The Bible said the Lord's not slack concerning His promise. But He's going to keep it and He's going to come. And it'll be worth every wait that we ever had. Ain't that right? All these would testify. And it's worth the wait. You may be going through something in your life and you're asking God to help you through it or to do something or to get you out, and His answer is for you to wait. Feels like all you can do is wait. I'm going to tell you what, if you're waiting on Him tonight, when He comes through, I didn't say if He comes through, when He comes through, you'll be able to testify with old Simeon and all the rest that is worth the wait. There have been days in my life I needed Him and thought I needed Him right now. But when He come, I'm glad to say it was worth the wait. We mentioned it just a minute ago. I didn't even think about it until just now. But old Mary and Martha, they sent for Jesus and said, Lazarus is sick. They said, we need You to come now. Lord, He whom Thou lovest is sick. And what they wanted was for Him to come and heal his sickness. But the Bible said He tarried yet 4 days. And Lazarus died. They're waiting and don't know they're waiting. They were sent for Him to come. And they've all but given up hope that He's coming. Because He didn't do it like they thought He should. I'm going to tell you something. When He don't do things like you think He should, don't give up hope. Just wait on Him a little longer. When the time on your clock passes the hour and you say, well, if He ain't come by now, He ain't a-coming. I bet many of the religious leaders said, well, He's dead. If He ain't come by now, He ain't a-coming. And it ain't no coincidence that He came on the 4th day because they watched the body for 3. And after the 3rd day, all hope was gone. There was no hope at all. And the religious leaders probably laughed and said, where's your Jesus now? But the word come, the Lord's a-coming. And one of them went running, the other stayed in the house. She fell down at his feet and said, Lord, we've waited. And it ain't exactly what she said, but it's what she said. We've waited and waited and waited and waited, and You've never come. He said, I'm here now. And the Bible said she went running and got her sister and said, rise, be of good comfort. The Master calleth thee. And they got together. And I think that other sister said the same thing. We've waited and waited and waited and waited, and you never came. And he said, well, I'm here now. Where'd you lay him? And they went to the graveyard. And the Bible said all that religious crowd got up and went running with them, thought she's went to the grave to weep. She wasn't going to weep. She was going to get her brother back. She just didn't know it yet. And they stood there at the tomb. Everybody's a-weeping. They're a-weeping. The religious leaders are weeping. The Bible said Jesus wept with them. And he said, now I'm here. Roll a stone away. They said, wait a minute. He's been dead 4 days. He stinketh by now. And the Lord said, just roll the stone away. This is what you've been waiting for. And they rolled the stone away. And the Bible said he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And the next chapter, he's sitting at the table. I wonder if you could find Mary and Martha today. If you could ask them, was it worth it? And they'd say, oh yeah, it was worth the wait. See, it was one thing for him to recover him of his sickness, but it was a whole nother for him to raise him from the dead. He said, hey, your brother will live again. She said, I know, at the last day of the resurrection. Jesus said, no, you don't understand. I'm the resurrection. And he said, I'll show you so. And I'm going to tell you tonight, you maybe got your clock on God. But I'm going to tell you, he don't work in our time. He works in his own. And the air may have done passed on your Lazarus. And you may have done wound him up in grave clothes. And you may be in the processional carrying the graveyard. But don't give up hope. Don't stop waiting. Don't stop expecting. God's a-coming. And it'll be worth the wait. Worth the wait. You say, what are you saying tonight, preacher? I'm saying don't give up. Just keep on waiting. It don't matter how bad it gets. It don't matter how dark it may seem. It don't matter how many others say to give up. It don't matter how many others laugh. Peter said there'd come scoffers mocking in the last days. But don't change the fact that he'll still keep his word. And it'll be worth the wait. We sang that song tonight, Lord, lead me on. You know what that means when you're saying, lead me on, means I know we're not done yet. I'm still awaiting till we reach that destination. I'm awaiting to reach that shore. Just lead me on. Just take me on. And one day, it'll become a reality. One day, all this faith that we've had to walk by, and sometimes it's difficult, someday it'll end inside. The old writer of the song said, when our faith is ends inside and the clouds be rolled back like a scroll, we'll proclaim on that day, it's well. You say, what was he saying? Same thing I'm saying. It's been worth the wait. I'm glad it is. I'm glad it's worth the wait. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, tonight for this privilege to be in your house.